for the Beavers. Head coach Tom Ceratore now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. You got any fingernails or hair left?
wow. Crazy, Schultzy, but that's this rink. And, like, our guys played here last year, but they didn't play here 2 years ago. I don't, you know, we said that, Winston and I said that tonight. Like, we go, like, they don't know how chaotic and crazy and insane and wild and no lead is safe, and that the game right here is like the Indy 500, and we can sit there and talk about this till we're blue in the face, but it's just a tough building to play in. It's a weird building to play in. It's a fun building to play in. But, again, this game did not surprise me whatsoever.
We'll talk about the second and the third. But that's got to be the best start you could imagine coming into this place.
Well, it was – you know what? I thought we were just maybe more opportunistic is what I'm getting at, Schultz. It wasn't like we carved them up at all in the first period. We sure as hell didn't, you know. But you're opportunistic, though, and that's what veterans do. And you take a look right there. There were some veterans made some plays right there, you know. And, Ethan gets a power play goal. TK gets the shorthanded goal. You know, Icy gets the great individual effort. So three seniors there made some big plays.
And you had to know that they were going to come out and pop you in the face a little bit in the second
period. Absolutely. You know that, but you can tell guys that as much as you want, but it just doesn't resonate sometimes. It does, but it doesn't. But I always say the will of a human being goes a long ways. And the will of a human being who's down, and they got a lot of pride, and they kick it into high gear, and we expected nothing different. All I simply wanted was just us to get out of that period, and that was before the period started, because I knew exactly what it was going to be like, Schultz, and as you did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that last goal with 20 seconds to go or whatever it was, or 30 seconds on the shorthanded, it was a tough one. It was a tough one to swallow, but at the end of the day, this stuff happens in college hockey. We got a shorty too, so whatever.
I don't know that I've ever seen two shorthanded goals be almost identical like that. Both end of a period, both kind of similar plays.
Yeah, and you know, if they want their shorty back, and we want the shorty back that we gave up, and it is what it is. But we made some big time plays on the power play at the beginning of the third to obviously give ourselves a little bit of a cushion. It's nice playing with a 3-goal lead.
Well, when they took the second penalty, I flat out said on the air that you guys got to be greedy. Score on both. Mm-hmm. You're probably not expecting to, but in that kind of a situation, you know that you can stretch that out a little bit and give yourself a little breathing room.
Well, obviously. I mean, we all wanted the same thing, and it happened. A lot of times it doesn't happen.
They then pulled the goalie on Owen's penalty, and you didn't clear many pucks, but it's hard clearing pucks in this rink. I thought you defended that pretty dang well.
We did, but we got a couple of occasions. You can't get trapped outside the dots on a 6-on-4. And we were a little too aggressive, and we got too extended at times. And sometimes guys just get, they just get a little uptight, and they want to chase. They want to be aggressive, but you can't. You just got to weather the storm. You got to stay tight. And then obviously have an opportunity to clear. Then you got to take advantage of that opportunity.
You moved to 9-3 on the road, Tom, and Matias Scholl is now 5-0 on the road. Some things just don't make sense.
No, they don't, and it's crazy. We just talked about it as the team, you know. It's I think we're 7-0 in the league and the road, and like that just doesn't happen. I've never been in a situation like this, but we got to get greedy.
Take them when you can get it. See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schultz.
Tom Ceratore, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunny Communications.